Welcome to Marketplace Kingdom, a podcast from the Empowerment Institute and One Rock Strategics. Our ongoing purpose is to bring you biblical perspectives and practical strategies for advancing God's kingdom right where you are. We're committed to presenting thought-provoking conversation and encouragement by bringing you guests who share their own stories and insights on being authentically Christian and demonstrating Christ's love and lordship in their own professional and personal spheres of influence. We want to share ideas that you can use to bring Christ's redeeming and transforming power to your world in your day-to-day lives. I'm DJ Swanger, and my co-host is Pastor Dave Heisinger. Whether you're with us here in the U.S. or anywhere around the world, we're glad you're with us. Today, we're going to continue dealing with some listener questions that have come up in conversations over the past few weeks. But first, I want to welcome some new listeners who contacted us just this past week. Esuman in Ghana and Nathaniel in Sierra Leone. Both are involved in training leaders and influencers to train and release others. These people are involved in advancing the kingdom in their particular places, in their cultures, in their here and now. We're glad you're with us and excited to have you joining us. One question that these brothers asked is, how can we get involved more directly in what you're doing? Dave, how would you respond to that question?
So, great opportunity for us to just say to those brothers and sisters who are listening, who are saying, what can I do and what can I do to get involved in what you're doing? What we're inviting people to step into is specific calling in their lives in specific regions. And we would love to come alongside where anybody is across the globe. Don and I, in December, we're going to be in and around Nairobi, Kenya, and we'll be involved in a conference, and we will be presenting at a conference. If you have interest in that, we will be glad to give you the dates of that conference and where that is. We are also being invited into the Ukraine and into Asia and here in the United States, and we're in the process of looking at setting up those opportunities. So one of the ways is coming to an event that we will be speaking at globally. Second, the content, Don, of our material is mobilizing people, right? And so we are producing materials that you can take and lead others. And that's our goal and that's our passion. There's a number of things going to be released soon to you. And so keep a heads up. One of them is a strategy for churches, helping churches to move into mobilizing their congregants into the spheres of influence into their city and taking away the guilt of evangelism. And how does a church make that shift? How does a church become aware of being a marketplace church? How does a church make that shift? That seminar is going to be available to you soon, so keep looking at us. We are also releasing a teaching on the relationship of prayer and the kingdom of God. And Don, tell us about that teaching.
Well, we often pray very individualistically. And even when we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven, we often have very little concept of what it is we're praying for, because we don't know what the implications are of asking God's kingdom to come.
Right.
I mean, it's huge.
Right.
The prophet Amos said to the people, you're always asking for the day of the Lord. Let the day of the Lord come. Do you understand what you're asking for? And I think that's the same thing we could say to believers here in the West, or really in any culture around the world. If you're asking for the day of the Lord, if you're asking for the coming of the kingdom of God, And I use the two interchangeably because really there's no way that you can read the New Testament and read Jesus' proclamation to repent because the kingdom of God is at hand. There's no way you can read kingdom of God in that context without understanding that when Jesus said it, he understood it to mean the day of the Lord. His very first sermon almost got him killed. Great way to kick off your ministry.
It sounds like the way I'd like to start.
You know, his very first sermon was, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor." Recovery of sight to the blind. And all the implications of that. He was proclaiming the Jewish day of the Lord. And then he turns around and he says, this scripture out of Isaiah is fulfilled today in your hearing.
I'm here.
And I've got a little extra information to add. It's not just for the Jews. And his listeners freaked. They tried to throw him off a hill.
Oh, how we follow a Lord who has taught us how to be bold. Yes.
So what we want to do is we want to teach people to pray into that, to pray into the implications of the kingdom of God for right where they are. The transforming power of God. To recognize the signs of a culture and a world that is under God's judgment, and to distinguish between that and what the Bible teaches are the signs of a culture and a people that are under God's blessing. And to pray for the release of those characteristics that carry God's blessing. And to go beyond praying for it, but to pray with our lives. To live a fasted lifestyle that demonstrates God's presence. And in the demonstration of that presence, and in the demonstration of those characteristics, we have a transformative presence. Like we talked about last week, you know, wherever we are, whatever we're doing, the presence of God in us rubs up against all those around us. And as we live that out, and as we pray its release into those around us, there's real power for transforming that context, no matter what that context is. Will there be resistance? Of course there'll be resistance. You know, Jesus said, why do you expect that they'll treat you any different than they treated me? Well, you know, he kicked off his ministry with a bold statement of fact, and the listeners freaked out and tried to throw him off a mountain. But the
resistance,
word also says...
Resistance is expected. That's all. It's expected.
Yeah. But the word also says that he sends his angels to protect us.
And his authority.
Yes.
Clearly, everything that Christ does for us gives us authority over evil. His death gives us authority over the power of sin and others. His resurrection gives us authority to stand and squash the head of the enemy. He's under the feet of the church. His ascension gives us contemporary authority to go where he speaks to us and calls us and places us. And so, yes, we can go with confidence of authority and protection because of the ascended Lord assigns existing contemporary angels to go where his kingdom is advanced.
Yes.
So Don, we're going to give this to them in a package. We'll give you information at the end of the podcast about where you can access some of these tools that we're going to give to you. We want you to be successful. We want to give you tools you can use, right? One tool that is coming up is a prayer. We're calling it a prayer 101, like a you take a college course, you take a 100-level course, a prayer 101 class that is a video production that you can use in your church. It's a video that you can download and documents that you can download, and you may use this course in your churches. You may use it at work. You may use it at home, teaching just the basics of prayer. Also, a book made available. Tell us about the book that we are making available.
We've got several print publications in process.
Yeah. You can give us all the books that are available. That's fine.
Okay. Well, we have one book that is already available called Street Faith, which is a basic introduction to the concept of the Seven Mountains and taking faith to the streets and into the marketplaces, into all the different spheres of our particular society. We have another booklet specifically on prayer for the transformation of cities, regions, people groups that we just discussed. We have a third booklet already available that folks can get their hands on. If they ask us for it, we can get it out to them, either in PDF form or in print form. A book that you wrote one version and then we expanded it about living an uncluttered life, living life with an uncluttered soul, and getting rid of the white noise, getting rid of the stuff that drags us down to free us up to move out into our destiny as believers. I have a longer book that is in process. I'm into chapter 10 right now that takes this whole notion of the transformative power of God in the world right where we are, and fleshes it out with some stories, fleshes it out with some biblical teaching. That book is called Plastic Ducks, and you have to read the book to understand the relationship between the teaching and the plastic ducks. And then there is another set of teachings for getting started that I'm working on right now and want to have finished up probably in the next few weeks, called Mountain Climbing for Beginners. How do I start invading my particular sphere of influence with the kingdom?
These are high-level professional materials. We're wanting to mobilize people with these materials, right, Don? We want to teach people how to climb the mountains of the spheres, the mountains of influence in their societies around them. We want to mobilize churches. And so these tools are meant for you, listeners, to take and use, and then to use your apostolic gifting and release people. Identify the spheres of influence in their lives, commission them, pray over them, and send them in the power and in the presence of the Holy Spirit. So each of these tools are for you to use as you go forward into the spheres of influence in your world.
Yes. Yes. And I guess I would add, Dave, that every one of these resources, the audio resources, these podcasts, which are available at podomatic.com, we've got almost 30 sessions online right now for free listening online, free download. Take them, download them, put them on a thumb drive and pass them around. Use them that way. Use them as a teaching tool for your own training. The materials, the print materials, all of the print materials, all of the audio materials that we've produced so far are all under a Creative Commons copyright. So what that means is they're open source. Take them, use them, as long as it's for free distribution. Take them, reproduce them, use them. And we're under no illusions about having all the answers for how to release point by point strategically Christ's transforming agenda into your culture, wherever you are in the world. You know, listeners in Ukraine, we don't know what the context is like in Ukraine in your particular city. You do. Brothers and sisters listening in Somalia, in Kenya, in Pakistan, in Panama, in Gambia, in Ghana, in Sierra Leone, in Liberia, all these different places around the world, your cultures are each unique. So what we're providing is a framework that we fully expect you to take and adapt to your context and listen to God on how this applies there.
Yes.
And we want to release these materials and release you, like we talked about last week. So we're giving you permission to take our material and just use it. But then, going back to the question that you guys asked Nathaniel and Esamon, how do we get started? How do we join? My answer is, you just did. By asking the question, by contacting us back, you enable us to start a conversation. We're going to start a conversation with you guys. We'll be having conversations, and we are already having conversations with folks all over the globe. And we want to start connecting you with other believers in other parts of the globe so that you can share strategy, so that we can share strategy. And as you report back to us what the impact is and what's happening in your regions, we can get that information out on this podcast and any other venues that open up. If we're talking on the radio, we'll get it out on the radio. If we're doing newsletters, we'll get it out in the newsletters. We'll share what you want us to share. At the same time, we understand that there are some folks that, for various reasons, need to stay under the radar because their families will come into danger. They'll come into danger. They need to work in a stealth mode. And we'll respect that, and we'll respect that privacy. Talk with us. We'll do everything we can to get this stuff to you and to work with you in a way that best suits your circumstances. Would you add anything to that?
Yeah. First of all, the Lord is in charge, right, Don? He is just in charge.
Yes.
And we are trusting and believing. The reason that we are giving all of this away is because I did not originate the kingdom of God. Did you, Don?
No. I don't want to be king.
I do not want to be king. We have a king. And he owns a cattle on 1,000 hills, right? He doesn't need us to give him a sacrifice and for him to have more cattle. He has already sent his son, Jesus Christ. And his son has already established the kingdom. And his son is already to move in every region of our globe. And people, he is ready to mobilize you. We just want to join him in his work. And so we're giving some tools for you to use so that you can go intelligently, courageously, with freedom, with permission, act without fighting battles that we and others have already fought. You don't need to fight battles that others have fought already. Others have already gone before you and they've learned some things and they've already fought battles. And these materials will help you to know how to go forward without fighting all the battles. One of the tools that is available is a little booklet called The Evil Mode of Operation. This booklet talks about how the devil is involved in the world around us and how we learn from Scripture, from Jezebel in Israel, Queen Jezebel and Ahab, how she operated. We learn about, in the book of Nehemiah, with Sambalat and Tobiah, how they operated. We learn from the Apostle Paul how he was hit with the work of the devil and teaches us how to stand. We learn from the book of Revelation how the devil works. In other Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel, we learn from the Bible the slippery way that the devil works. So this little booklet, it's called The Evil Mode of Operation, helps us to understand how to not get caught up in that evil mode, but to operate in wisdom, in the authority of Christ, in his love, and confidence in Christ's authority, going forward in his presence. That book is available for download. We're giving it to you, but you got to provide the paper as you print it out, or you can use it online. Either way, it's yours. But we want you to know that when the Lord Jesus Christ sends you out, he doesn't send you out ill-equipped. He sends you out fully equipped. He says in Ephesians, that as Lord, he is set at the right hand of God the Father, far above all rules and powers and authorities, and everything is under his feet. And then he talks about how the church is his body. He said, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people, members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. And then he says in the end of chapter 1, challenging us who are his body, filled with his Spirit, he said, God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be the head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. So there you are. You are the church. The devil is under your feet. We don't walk with the devil over us or fighting us even on an even playing field or a battlefield. We walk in authority. And the Lord has equipped every one of you in every country that you're in every circumstance. Now, Don and I are fully aware of some of the circumstances. We don't understand completely, but we have a pretty good sense of what you're going through. And we can't give the countries that we are aware of, but we know there are listeners in Africa right now who are afraid for their lives, who are living in compounds where they are protected by guards that they have established, and that they are living in non-Christian areas where there are people who are assigned to kill them and are trying to hunt them down. And here they are listening to this podcast right now. And we want to say to you that you have the authority of Jesus Christ, and he breaks every stronghold. He doesn't do it the way the ones who are coming after you do it. He does it by his heavenly authority. Sometimes he hides you as you go forward. Sometimes he totally protects you with his angels as you walk from your home. As you send things out, speak the blood of Jesus over it. And the authority of Christ will protect what you send out. Sometimes it looks like the people have come to kill you, but you know, Don and I know as well, and you know that the Lord Jesus Christ is with you and your words have the authority of heaven, and even those who have come to destroy you, God changes and turns, and they become followers of Jesus Christ. We want you to know, and we want to encourage you, that you are not alone, that the Lord has equipped you with all authority from heaven to stand, even in the most difficult circumstances. I want to also encourage you that you are also equipped, because the Lord equips his church. He says here in Ephesians that he fills his body in everything, in every way. Verse 3 of chapter 1 of Ephesians, he says, he has given you every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. He does not hold back the equipment, but you have a role in this. He invites you to take a step of faith. You don't know necessarily what the ground is like underneath this step out your door. But as you step, the Lord sets your feet on a rock, and he completely equips you as you are sending and as you are going as representatives of his kingdom in your spheres of influence.
Amen. Well, Dave, since we've committed to doing some shorter podcasts, in the time we have left, I'd like to share a story that has come up. There is a brother and a sister, a son and a mother in a Middle Eastern nation that have been listening to our podcasts. I have been talking with this brother, praying with him. We've been in prayer over the course of the last week and a half as he and his mother journeyed 6 hours by train from their home to one of the darker regions of their nation, a region that is largely unreached by the gospel.
Oh my.
And the Lord just opened the opportunity for them to go there. The mother spent time talking with and preaching to the women of the region.
Wonderful.
This brother was working with young men, 16 to 25 to start with, and some older men, but really the younger guys that are just moving into the workforce. And they knew going in that they were dealing with some heavy spiritual warfare, both because of the religious opposition that they would come up against, and the fact that the region is very tribal and very deeply entrenched in folk magic. Well, the Spirit of God fell and blessed their efforts.
Praise the Lord.
And enough people came to Christ that they were able to say, this entire village has been won for Christ.
Fantastic.
They moved out from that area and were able to do some work in the outlying areas, moved into an opportunity to actually start reaching out to workers in the local industry, at the workplace, reaching them where they spend most of their time. And God has been moving there as well over the last 12 days. Now, the Holy Spirit also moved in a protective way, where about 3 days ago, one of the people that they had been working with that received Christ and was baptized came to them and said, there are threats on your life. There are people who are now mobilizing to kill you for what you've been doing in this region. You need to go home for now and wait for things to cool down. Someone broke the locks off the house that you've been staying in, and we feel like we need to send you back. And it's very much like Paul being spirited out of a city in the book of Acts, where they were able to safely make it to the train, make the six-hour journey back to their hometown, and arrived back with a good report for what's been going on and a good base of operations there. That's the way the Lord is moving in these regions.
Praise the Lord. We are not without confidence, are we, Don?
No.
We are confident that as God calls you and sends you, He equips you.
So those of you who are listening, reach out to us. Reach out to us on Facebook. Reach out to us via email. We will talk. We will engineer a platform for connecting specifically with you and connecting you to others that works for you in your situation. We are so privileged to be a part of your lives and to be on this journey together. Know that we love you and we're praying for you. Dave, you want to close in prayer for us for this episode?
I would be honored to. Gracious Heavenly Father, right now you are reaching out across this globe by your grace. And there are those who are saying, I am that man. I am that woman. I am that one who sits alone. I don't know if I'm equipped or not. The weight of what God has called me is so large, so much bigger than my own capacities. Lord Jesus, we ask that you would stretch out your hand over our brother and our sister, and that you would perform signs and wonders in their lives, in their ministries, in the people that would want to oppress them, in the people that join them in this work. Have your way, Lord. We also know that there are those who say, but I am alone. I don't know who will help me. So we ask just a humble prayer for that worker for the kingdom of God, that apostle who wants to send but has no one to send. We ask that Jesus, you now would bring partners. On this day, would you give encouragement to that lonely soul that the kingdom of God is going forward and you have partners, that God is working in others just as He is working in you, and He will line you up. We begin to pray for these partners, that you would anoint them, strengthen them, protect them, speak to them, heal them, so that they are ready for our friends who feel so lonely. And finally, God, we surrender to our Lord Jesus Christ, and we wait upon the anointing and the power of your Holy Spirit. Spirit, we welcome you. Wash over our listeners right now. Bring healing. Wash through bodies. Wash through minds. Wash through souls. Bring healing, restoration, refreshment. I see the Lord moving now in a wife who is so significantly anxious. I see the Holy Spirit beginning to wash away the power of anxiety. I ask you to heal, Lord. Heal. Move through the mind that communicates to the body and bring healing. I'm looking at a couple who have a child who has a respiratory disease. Holy Spirit, I ask for you to heal. Jesus, would you raise your hand over that child? Spirit of God, I ask that you'd move with healing, that you'd move to these lungs and begin to restore what has been damaged. Would you move to this child's brain? And we say panic cannot rule. Lord, would you give new messages, so that these lungs will function in complete healing. We trust you for this, Lord. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the great physician. Amen.
Amen. Well, that's all the time we have for today, but we'll be back next week. So until then, I'm DJ Swanger.
I'm Dave Huizinga.
You're in our prayers. Be blessed. You've been listening to Marketplace Kingdom, the podcast from Empowerment Institute and One Rock Strategics. Today's episode centered on the question, do you really know what you're asking for? This and other episodes of Marketplace Kingdom are available for free online listening, download, and non-commercial redistribution under a 2017 Creative Commons copyright. Many of the other resources mentioned today are also available for free download at our global ministry website, sevenmountainalliance.webs.com. That's sevenmountainalliance.webs.com. Costs for our ministry activities and podcast are covered by the generous support of listeners just like you. For information on how you can sponsor a podcast or donate to our work, or to find out how you can have one of us as a speaker for your organization or event, email us at empowermentfriends@gmail.com. And if you want to catch up or binge listen to past episodes, they can still be accessed at onerockstrategics.podomatic.com. And be sure to share Marketplace Kingdom with your friends. You can also follow us on our Facebook pages, Empowerment Institute and One Rock Strategics. If you're a Twitter user, you can follow our activity by going to @DJSwanger, and you can join the conversation at #OneRockTribe. That's all for today. So until next time, remember, you are important to Jesus and to His kingdom, right where you are.